The sixth question, what is the ruling on wearing a diamond for the man? Is it permissible for the man to wear a diamond? طيب يقولون في سؤالهم السادس ما حكم لبس الرجل للماس؟
الماس جائز لبسه من حيث أنه ليس ذهبا إن لبسه ومع ذلك تركه أولى لأنه سيدخل في المعادن والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لما رأى رجل عليه خاتم من حديد قال حلية أهل النار فمن حيث أنه ليس ذهبا لا يأخذ أحكام الذهب لا في الحرمة ولا في الزكاة ولا في الأكل في الآنية لا يأخذ أحكام الذهب لكن من حيث اللبس يعني هو قد يأخذ أحكام الحديد أو أحكام المعادن والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لبس خاتم من فضة فالأحسن إن لبسه يكون في فضة أما إن لبسه في شيء آخر مثلا وضع في شيء من اللباس فهو لا يأخذ أحكام الذهب.
The Sheikh Hafidhullah responded by saying, wearing diamond is something which is permissible. Being that it is not dhahab, it is not gold. And he said, however, even with this, what is more deserved, or what is better, is for the person to leave it off. Being that it could enter the ruling of the ma'adin, of the minerals, which come from the earth. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he seen a man who was wearing a ring made of steel, or made of iron, and he said that this is the clothing or the jewelry of the people of the hellfire. This is the jewelry of the people of the hellfire. So he said, as for gold, as for diamond, then it does not take the ruling of gold, not in zakat and otherwise. However, it could enter that which pertains to the minerals. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to wear a ring which is from fidda, which was some silver. So, and he repeated the ruling saying that it does not enter the ruling of gold. Yani wearing the ring, or wearing jewelry from, wearing a ring from mass, which is diamond.